Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. They have shirts and they have bracelets and they have stickers. They got a whole bunch of shit. They're helping out Lousy Weather Media. So go ahead and check them out on Facebook or Instagram. See what they got. See if you like something. If you do, buy something. It'll be great. They'll be at Warped Tour with Sean for the Cleveland date. So go hang out there with them. And now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tenacious Tony Sazzanetti.
Tenacious T. That would have been way better if you would have said it, but you didn't.
They need to know my name. So when they Google me, they need to know.
Oh, man. Dwayne Duke, shout out to. He is at Life's a Party on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
He tweeted us the other day when we put up our new episode. It was nice of him. Oh. And he had some movies.
We should watch?
Kink of Film. That's what he called it, I think. I tweeted him back. Hang on, let me find my tweets real quick. I'm just looking right here. Hold on.
Wow.
Oh, dang. Are my replies not in my fucking timeline anymore, dude? Well, that is fucking awful. Damn.
Incredible story.
Thank you.
So riveting.
Well, the one that he favorited was Phil Bill Volume Cum and Phil Bill Volume Poo.
Phil Bill Volume Poo.
Yeah, and I also said Broke Black Mountain.
Wow.
And Dude, Where's My Cock?
Dude, Where's My Cock?
But the only ones that he favorited was that one, Volume Cum and Volume Poo of Phil Bill.
Incredible. All right. Those are good ones, actually.
Yeah, thank
Super,
you.
Super, yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty stoked on it. I was like, damn, I wish I would have came up on the podcast and sounded smart. But I brought it up anyway, so I still sound smart. Yay!
Yeah.
Any
searching for that was super smart.
You're into a fucking penis genius. Day?
Yeah.
Into penis day?
Yeah.
Into penis day? Oh, yeah.
What about the second one, dude?
Resurgence. How am I going to do that
resurgence.
One?
Resurgence.
Resurgence all over.
Resurgence?
Yeah, there you go. I'll take it. The other one that I said to him was Lady Into Water Sports.
Wow. Super duper.
Come on, that's good, dude. Lady Into Water Sports instead of Lady in the Water.
Yeah. Wow.
Yo, you didn't even
that's
get it.
That's a stretch. Yeah, I had to figure out what
Lady
movie.
Into Water Sports? That's so... Oh, fuck you.
Yep.
God.
What, so she likes wave running?
Water sports? It's like when you pee on somebody.
Oh, that's what you like?
No, Lady Into Water Sports. It was just something... I don't like to get peed on, no.
But I thought you wrote in your diary. Never mind.
You found my diary.
What?
Damn
no.
it.
Go, continue.
All right, dude. So you got any fucking sick ass news?
I got sad news.
Oh, man. Who died?
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles. The Rickles?
The Rickets. The Rick died.
Don
he was like
Rickets.
94.
Old age took him?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Ah. Something about his body or his mind probably died. Yeah.
For him.
Took
yeah.
him, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was in Dirty Work. He played the boss in Dirty Work.
Yes.
And he was in Casino.
Yes.
He played the pit boss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was on the Friar Roasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are fucking awesome, by the way. The old Friar's Roasts with Dean Martin. Fucking crazy. That Rat Pack was like absolute alcoholic lunatics.
Who do you think would be the current Rat Pack?
Well, don't they have like there was the Brat Pack from like the Breakfast Club area and the
yeah.
era and the 17 candles, 16 candles, whatever.
16, wow.
Whatever, how many? I don't
I
care.
I loved 17
oh,
candles.
Molly Ringwald. Oh, yeah. God, so hot. I like the girl with a lisp from Say Anything with John Cusack. Mm-hmm. She was my like, I thought she was lovely when I first saw Say Anything.
Was Cusack a part of the Brat Pack?
No.
Okay.
Downey Jr. was.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So now it's like the Avengers. Who would be the douche pack now?
The Avengers. That's what they're called.
I don't think they're all friends. I think it's more of like a social club because it's... I don't think it's always just like featured in movies together. Because you could have all of Apatow's crew.
Yeah.
You could have all of...
Kind of like
far,
the freak,
like,
Freaks and Geeks like
yeah.
crew, yeah.
You could have all of... Oh, God. What the fuck's his name? The guy who does like Talladega Nights... There's another director,
oh,
like
shit
Apatow,
my...
that does a lot of Will Ferrell shit.
Dang, it's
like
a,
Step Brothers.
You know
who I'm talking about. He does another bunch of movies.
Oh damn!
But he did some shit ones too.
Yeah,
these are a little more hit and miss.
Dang, hold on, Step Brothers. Let me look this motherfucker up.
It's not Jeff Tremaine.
No, it's something like I feel like Andy or Andrews is in the name. I'm probably way off. Adam McKay.
Adam McKay, yeah.
Maybe it's on the suitcase. So Samsonite.
Like, I was way off. So you could obviously say like those crews could be a crew.
I looked up IMDb Step Brothers, and it's John C. Reilly in the grave looking terrified up at Will Ferrell.
I'm not dead.
Why are you burying me? Shh.
You gotta wake the neighbors.
That movie's so fucking good. God damn
it. Just let it rain over you.
He's produced a ton of shit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, Adam McKay's been doing a ton of fucking shit for a long time.
Where do we got? Director. Let's see what... he did The Big Short. I did not know
that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That is really cool. Anchorman 2, Legends Continues. Kenny Powers.
I mean, hit or miss.
The K-Swiss MFCEO is a short film in 2011. I'm guessing that's where the character came from itself.
Cool.
The Other Guys, which was enjoyable.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg and
I know.
Will Ferrell. Wahlberg. Step Brothers.
The sound of you peeing is feminine. It's something that Mark Wahlberg said to him when he's like yelling at him. He's like, you are so barely a man. The sound of you peeing is feminine. What does he say? He's like, if I was a shark, I'd come out of the fucking water just to bite you. Or no, he was like, if I was a fucking bear, I'd come in the ocean if you were a fucking tuna and I'd fucking bite you. And he was like, a tuna? You're a bear in the water, right? I'm a tuna. 500 pounder? Oh, I'd love to see that. And like, Will Ferrell goes on this whole thing. He's like, I got a whole school with me. I got about 20 of us. We start circling you. You don't have the dexterity down there. So we're underwater. We start petting you. We start tapping you a bit. But then we start pelting you.
How like, have you seen The Other Guys that many times?
It's a good little like fucking, like I've seen it on, it comes on Facebook sometimes.
Do you know where Adam McKay got his start, Tony?
No.
Saturday Night Live.
Ah, that's kind of given.
And
nowadays.
Then he did a segment called Anchorman on the 2004 MTV Movie Awards, which then led to Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. And then the rest is history,
yeah,
son.
I guess you could also consider like the SNL crews.
Oh, we're going back to Brat Packs?
Yeah, well, that's what we were still kind of discussing was...
We were? What? Where
one of
I?
The gurus of a Brat Pack.
Yeah.
What would it be called now? Like a...
It has to rhyme with rat. Bat Pack.
Mill Pack.
What?
Millennial, like, you know.
No, it has to rhyme with rat.
Brat? What'd you say?
It has to rhyme with rat. I said bat.
Rat, brat, and bat?
Yeah, the bat.
What's the bat mean?
That is all the Batman. They all hang out. Christian Bale.
Oh, that pack. I didn't know you were describing that kind of pack of
all
the
Christian Bale,
people.
Ben Affleck, Michael Keaton.
Just list them all.
Okay. I'm done now.
Adam West.
Yep. Oh, the West, man. And then fucking goddamn it, I'm going to hate myself because I can't remember the dude's name that played him on the fucking animated series. Son of a bitch. Michael C. Hall. No, that wasn't him. I'm kidding.
Who plays Batman?
Yeah, on the animated series. That's the voice. Oh, son of a bitch. I know his fucking name, too. Batman, the animated. I'm not looking anything up. Don't worry about it, Tony.
Yeah,
Kevin
not
Conroy.
At all. Oh, no one cared. Sorry, I didn't know you were looking it up.
The Roy. Oh, God damn you.
See how I did that?
I got a fucking headline for you, motherfucker.
Nah, you
strap
don't.
In. Lend me your ear. What Ghost in the Shell can teach Hollywood about adapting anime.
You... All right, I was just going to... I'll come back to it. We'll talk about the anime in 10 seconds. It's really funny you said that, because I think you were talking about, like, lend me your ear, and you were... Were you referring to, like, lend me your ear and I'll sing you a song? That song?
The Wonder Years?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you were kind of going
Lend me your ear and I'll sing you a song.
Don't sing the last line because it's so ironic because you're so shitty at singing.
I will try not to sing out of key.
Okay. Oh, fuck me. All right.
I thought you were
going to
come in with that.
No, I'm not going to be the Aretha background singers for Joe Cocker. Fucking idiot.
Paul Cocker.
Yeah. Paul Cock.
Basically, the whole article is just saying that, like, they missed the mark because they were trying to Hollywoodize it and make it more easy to digest for people that aren't into the anime. Like you said last week, you brought it up. I think you wrote this article.
I'm out there.
But, yeah, so it's all about that. So hopefully in the near future, because obviously there's a ton of anime franchises. We just watched one this week, which we'll get into later, called Berserk, that can be adapted, and I think adapted well. Now, I got a question for you, Tom.
All right.
What is Reddit's r/movies thread favorite movie?
Favorite movie on Reddit?
Of the r/movie thread.
So the movie thread.
I didn't know if like R was like the rating R or like what.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Either way, it's probably rated R.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
It's fucking hard. I don't know what those Reddit assholes think.
It honestly, when I say it to you, you'd be like, no, duh. It's kind of like a quintessential film, if you'll...
fuck me. I don't know.
If you'll take the pun.
What am I trying to dig out of this?
Quentin Tarantino.
Okay, there we go. There we are. We found it. Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Show me fiction. All right, dude. Good job. Cool. You won the game. 1,000 points goes to Tony.
Quinn? Quinn?
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's a quintessential. You're like, I don't understand.
Is it quintessence? I don't know what he wants me to figure out.
Quintismal? Mm. 15 greatest unmasking scenes in superhero movies. Don't care. What's your favorite unmasking scene in a superhero movie? I think mine's Rorschach when he gets pulled the mask off.
I think mine's Scream.
Oh, that's not a superhero movie.
Hey, they're superheroes.
That's a good reveal, though.
Yeah.
That's a good reveal.
Yeah.
What about when Jason comes through the window in Friday the 13th 2 where he wears a potato sack over his head?
And I go, look at that lumpy asshole.
He's lumpy.
Looks like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah, he changed so much throughout the years, you know?
Truly, his evolution is so beautiful. I don't know, unmasking?
Yeah.
Like, there was one that I thought was really intense.
What, when Superman walks up to Batman?
Oh, it was...
And Batman v Superman and rips off his mask? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that one is cool.
Yeah, because he's like, all the parademons are flying around.
What's the other one? In Kick-Ass.
Oh, well, Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's like screaming his fucking life
away.
Yeah,
like that one's fucking rough.
That is that's a rough one. Or when Bane breaks Batman's mask. That one was dope.
Just
that was
drags
hard.
It away. Yeah.
That scene is so sick. No score. It's just like the water dripping and him breaking him.
Yeah, just sounds of bones and flesh.
Oh, man. There's like no blood in that movie either. Did you notice that? It's like not gory whatsoever. It's just hard hitting.
Even like people getting shot with shotguns and stuff around them.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I don't know if I have any other news. What other news you got? Bye.
Let me scan my...
Guillermo del Toro calls Pacific Rim Uprising director brilliant.
Does he?
It's not himself.
Yeah.
Thank God.
He goes, it's not me. You're going to fucking love it.
He's good. He
was...
Yeah.
Crimson, he has hit and misses like hard.
Yeah, Crimson Reek more like it.
Dude, Crimson puke in my fucking mouth and kill myself. Yeah.
Crimson... poke my eyes out because this movie sucks.
Crimson bath after I slit my wrist.
Oh, damn, that was a good one. I thought Crimson Poke was going to take the game. Fuck. you got me.
Crimson poop because I got raped by that movie.
Now you're being bad.
Why?
Because it's a bad joke. Simple as that, sir. The director is Stephen S. DeKnight.
Crimson's the color of blood, just letting you know.
No shit, asshole. I understood the...
Oh, okay. Just, you know, I have to catch you up
it.
So much. I always
now
have to
he gets it.
Pick you up by your little bootstrap, show you what the world is.
Let's see what else he's directed, man, so you can get hyped on this fucking
movie.
Yeah,
I really
want to
get really hyped on fucking
He did
Upright.
The Daredevil TV series episode 1.
Well, that was a boring fuck episode.
And he did Smallville 2 episodes.
Wow. So he's really got this resume from the early 90s.
Angel?
Covered. Wow.
You loved Angel. Shut up.
Yeah, and I was also 12 at a time.
Yeah, right. You were like 16. Like,
yeah,
I
right.
Wish.
No, man. Like, at the latest, 8, not 21.
And he directed an episode of Dollhouse.
Dollhouse is dope as fuck.
I heard that's a great show.
That's one of my favorite Joss Whedon shows
by far. One of my favorite shows. You wouldn't understand how stupid it is.
Yeah, because I'm the fucking Orson Welles of this podcast. Out of the two lushes on the podcast.
Whoa!
Hey!
Can I have a couple Miller High Lifes on the air and I get called a lush, huh? I'll take it. Star Wars 9 may use Carrie Fisher footage. No CGI.
It said that they approved it. Her family approved use of it.
It is weird, though, because 8 comes out next.
Yeah.
So that means
they
9.
They still got her.
Yeah, so that means... it's weird. They're kind of spoiling that she's not going to die.
Why would you care if she dies?
In the movie?
Yeah.
Well, she already did in real life.
I know, but I'm saying, like, in terms of character
like
building,
Rickles.
Who would give a shit?
Like Don Rickles.
What?
She's dead like Don Rickles.
Yeah, I You're... Yeah.
Wash that around your palate.
Wow, yeah, man. I'm going to fucking put that little nugget of knowledge in my back pocket for later. Jeez.
You're at a party, you're like, you know Carrie Fisher's dead like Don Rickles?
Like, they're both the same kind of dead.
They're like, what a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
And I heard it on a podcast.
Then
they
start naming ways to talk about death, like, you know, 6 feet under. You know,
Do you, like, you guys like that show?
Kick the pail.
Kick the pail. Kick the bucket.
Kick the bucket, whatever.
I like kick the pail, though.
Oh, is it Beyond the Pail? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
But Beyond the Pail, I don't think, is describing death.
No, it's just a fucking comedy.
We go, that's Beyond the Pail.
It's a comedy special.
It overflows.
Oh, yeah. What's another one?
Oh, for death?
Sleeping with the Fishes.
Raising Daisies.
Raising Daisies.
Worms food.
Worm food. Oh, yeah, dude.
They will make worms meat of me. What's that from?
Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. Mercutio.
Mercutio. A plague on both your houses.
Is that Mercutio?
Yeah, he plagues their houses.
And who... fuck, that's like a really famous...
It's after he gets stabbed.
Who's that? Who, what else does that dude in?
Oh, God. He's... I think he plays fucking... the new... Not Tanker Dozer, but the brother of
Dozer.
Yeah, like,
he was
Dozer.
In The Matrix. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you just rewatched all those, didn't you?
He's in that, yeah. I think that's the same guy. Mercutio's like a really shitty character. He gets like stabbed out just because he's trying to be cool and good and help everyone.
Yeah.
Dude, they've made worms meat of me. So tight.
S.H.I.E.L.D. showrunner. You know the show S.H.I.E.L.D. Did you ever get into that?
Sorry, I threw it in my mouth and swallowed a tooth.
Oh, wow. You lost
a
tooth?
Continue.
Oh, I forgot about your soft
teeth. Sorry, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Soft teeth.
Yeah.
And
just like your soft jaw.
Whoa, because you're going to break it.
With my dick.
Woo. All right, Inhuman show is the standalone.
Boring.
Okay. I'm Moving actually on. Really excited for that.
Are you?
Yeah, Inhumans. I like that
Inhumans,
comic.
I thought it was going to be a movie and then we'd be done with it.
Yeah, and then they were like, I don't know about this, which is weird because it's
if it's
like,
not on, if it's on fucking WB, what's the fucking point?
No, aren't they Fox?
Still, again, I don't know if any show has any merit anymore unless it hits Netflix or fucking HBO or Showtime or SARS or whatever.
Have you seen Iron Fist?
What?
Begs to differ on that one.
Only, I'm not saying only good stuff lands there. I'm saying but only good stuff is there compared to network TV.
Really? Oh, really? So you mean if it's not like HBO and all that type of shit too?
It's probably shit if it's on basic cable.
I'm trying to think if there's any show. The you Goldbergs.
Like, dude, like fucking comedies are simple, but shows about fun stuff? Cool action-y stuff.
The Flash season 1 and 2 were really good, and you kind of dug it a little
bit. I dug the first season, then I was like, boring.
Yeah, why though?
Because I was like, boring.
Because you probably just stopped watching it, and you're like, I don't understand anything.
I ain't got time for boring stuff, dude. I'm like an action-packed dude, always on the go.
What's this King Shark? Even though you probably like King Shark, because he's very reminiscent of Street Sharks, which you fucking love.
Yeah, dude, they're sick.
Goddamn, I
love... Crusher and Slash.
I love sharks that wear jeans.
Dude, they're so fucking urban. Are those lugs? Are they wearing lugs?
They honestly are, yeah.
JNCOs and lugs?
Those are Timberlands. yeah, no, that you yeah, you have a very big affinity for sharks. It is weird that...
And
like,
SWAT cats, dude. I have weird, like...
SWAT cats is an odd one to swallow.
Uh-huh. Gargoyles, that's another dope one.
That show is tight as
fuck. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Now I got your attention.
I was into Gargoyles,
now
dude.
I got your attention.
Did you ever watch the Batman animated series?
You think the chick Gargoyles hot?
No.
I did.
But I did want to blow Goliath. You know
She's
what I'm
a little muscular. Oh, so I see what the difference was. Okay. You're digging hard on Goliath, though. You mean the hot, tough one? The dude?
Yeah, the leader. The strong leader. That would hold me ever so tightly.
Not
in his arms.
Lanky, nerdy one, dude. You know what I'm talking about. The tough one.
Yeah, there's only one motherfucker named Goliath.
With the pecs that literally look like a fucking front end of a truck.
Yeah, well, that's how they drew like shit. Like, that was very reminiscent of
like
the
Batman.
Like,
one line across both pecs at
the
top.
It was like Batman, fucking Superman of that time era and shit like that. Like, that early 90s, like, barrel chest.
Yeah.
All right, what news you got, boy?
I also have that, you know, Ghost in the Shell apparently kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And
did you go see it?
No, because there's no night showings. I can't even see this fucker at night, which is so crazy. I didn't know that was a thing. Like,
are you off tomorrow?
Oh, if a movie doesn't do well, only put it in the morning, boys.
It is weird. Yeah, I'll give you that.
You know what I mean? I'd still, like, spread it out. Like, a noon, a 5, and a fucking 10.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, a 10, 11, and, like, a 4.
Well.
And that's it.
Hang on a second.
It's like you guys are trying almost to...
To make it fail.
Yeah, like, you're really going for the fences with these matinees.
Not really giving her a chance, don't you think?
That's where I was like, kind of like, well, no, fuck this. I have to wait till an off day if I want to go.
Well, Going in Style just came out.
What?
Going in Style.
Oh, is that about old people?
Yeah, way old. Yeah, Michael Caine.
Alan Arkin.
Which was and Morgan Freeman. Yeah, he was in Glengarry Glen Ross. The Boss Baby, which Alec Baldwin also in Glengarry Glen Ross. Coffee's for Closers.
Always be closing.
Beauty and the Beast is still holding the top slot for him. Smurfs, The Lost Village. So they got a lot of stuff in there that they got to, you know, move out.
Yeah, it's a real mixed bag.
King Kong's still in there. That's insane.
Yeah.
I wonder what Monday showings have. Power Rangers. I should probably not do this on there. Okay, go
ahead. No, you should probably just not do it.
See it at all.
Yeah.
Should I see Ghost in the Shell instead?
Yeah. I think if you're picking those two next to each other, you go with Ghost in the Goddamn Shell.
Why don't you go see it Tuesday?
Hard you're 13 off. As opposed to corny shit fucking, we're making fun of ourselves, but it's still garbage.
I'm almost positive.
Shiny that, robot douchebags.
Oh, by the way. Oh, it's real 3D. I was like, they have a 10 p.m. show.
Yeah, you, not a, not one I would
you
pay
dumb
for.
Idiot. Yeah, no, it's like $19 for a movie you're probably going to loathe.
Yeah, nah. Mm-mm.
125 digital cinema. There you go, bud. Tuesday. Go see it.
Ah.
You want me to buy your ticket?
No, I get them free. I'm like a G.
Oh, fucking Compton movies.
I just call all my homies up. I say, listen, I need a favor.
Oh, God. Now you're the Godfather?
You call me up later. I say, I need a favor. I say, at the day of my daughter's wedding, you'll do this.
What do you got?
Not Fredo, apparently. I was trying to do some fucking...
That wasn't bad.
I was doing some improv, and you were just like, next.
May your first child be a masculine child. There you go. Is that what the line is?
You've drowned. Ah, you're done. Okay. Go to sleep forever.
You have derailed.
Go to sleep forever.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
Moving on. Movies we've seen this week.
No, idiot, do you have any more news?
No.
All right, then let's hop into genre five, fat actors.
Oh, fat actors, huh? This is a slight against me because of my fat titties.
No, you picked this.
Yeah.
All right, well, you want to go back and forth?
No, I would let the...
I'm
going to
wait. I'm,
let your punk ass
I'm gonna,
go first.
I'm going to guess some of yours. Chris Farley.
Never heard of him.
Is he on your list?
Who's he?
Is he on your list?
Yeah.
Okay. John Candy?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised. You fucking love Uncle Buck. Oh, damn. Uncle Fuck. How did we not get that one?
Uncle Fuck.
Dang.
That's a creepy one.
Yeah.
Because of...
Uncle Fuck.
Because of molesters and stuff.
And he's just like a fat dude.
Uncle Fuck.
Oh, planes, trans, and automobiles.
Yeah, that's just it. Like, I like John Candy a lot.
Yeah.
Not as many movies.
John Goodman.
Oh, yeah.
Is he on yours?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got two of them. Both are on mine.
I was going to say, you have these as well,
John
right?
Candy's on mine as well. Jonah Hill.
Nope.
Dang, that's on mine. Chris Farley.
You're not going to think of the other three.
John C. Reilly.
Nope.
Fuck. Who's the guy?
You'll never think of it.
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman's a very thin, handsome man.
Who's Newman from Seinfeld?
That is George Costanza you're thinking of.
No,
character
Newman.
George Costanza?
Newman.
Oh, I don't know who that guy is.
Nah, that's not the right password.
I don't know who that is.
From Jurassic Park.
I remember him in that role.
What's that dude's name where he starts pointing at him? He's like, we got blah, blah, blah over here.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, we got Dotson. We got Dotson here.
See, no one cares.
And he don't puts get cheap on me, Dotson.
He puts the shaving cream on the pancakes.
On the pie.
Oh, the pie, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'll have that later with my whipped cream fucking shaving cream.
Yeah. So, all right, Jonah Hill. Fantastic actor. He not only transcended comedy, sir, he went into the more...
Very serious Academy Award winning
Yeah, Moneyballs. Damn, another
dude.
One.
Man, Moneyball is awesome.
Moneyball is fucking fantastic. And I don't really like baseball all that much. Do you want some coffee?
You really don't need to... Yeah. Okay. You really don't need to like baseball to enjoy that.
Not at all. Brad Pitt's fucking fantastic.
It's almost like watching the show The League. You're like, oh, but I don't give a shit about football.
Fantasy football.
You really... Like, maybe...
It's the character development.
Maybe two sentences a show, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they're saying. Beyond that, I'm like, oh, it's just raunchy, filth, fucking hilarious humor.
That's funny. I just downloaded a bunch of John LaJoy Taco.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Sunday afternoon. Josie's like, what is this?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, check it out. And then she's like, I do that. And I was like, yeah, no shit. It's very relatable.
It's funny.
Yeah, if you haven't checked it out yet, John LaJoy is a fantastic musical artist. Come Too Fast. Too Fast is what it's called, but it's all about coming too fast. And that song is fucking awesome. Yeah. Go check him out. That's my weekly recommendation.
And he does songs like... Every few episodes, like he'll make up songs. Like the birthday party one was on the show.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
that's
like
cool.
Him singing about
So Jonah Hill, very hit or miss with me. Like, or not hit or miss. Very like he usually hits, rarely misses with me. Like
he's also like
Cyrus was weird,
fat, skinny.
Yeah, Cyrus was weird, and the babe in the sitter. Yeah. Those were like the two that I was like, I don't know. But even him in like 4-year-old version,
you can knock them all out of the park.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Unless you're one guy on my list.
Oh, right on. John Goodman.
Nope.
Okay. When he holds up the boots with the fish in them, he's like, "How much are these?" And she's like, "Oh, we actually sell them online." And he's like, "Why can't I just buy them in the store?
I'm here right now. Like, I have money. What do you? I just want to buy your shoes."
That was the first thing I've ever seen him in, and he's
fucking
great.
Such a sweet little baby.
Yeah.
Like,
but yeah, he was one to get skinny like for roles,
like,
and then blow
dude,
back
War
up.
Dogs. He was like 400 fucking pounds, and now he's back to like
Yeah, it is kind of creepy that he can like go. That's probably way unhealthy
it's
too.
St- stupid unhealthy. Christian Bale was like, dude, I'm gonna like, die early. Like,
what do you mean? Why do you think I keep this on?
I'm not trying to hurt myself by like losing the weight. You crazy?
I want to end up like a Jonah Hill.
Yeah, I don't
want to be successful.
Dying 1 year early and at 98 like Jonah Hill. Fuck.
Might as well just punch that card now, am I right?
Lose weight, kill myself, you mean?
Chris Farley was like a quintessential like fat actor performer.
Dude, he was the physical like epitome of.
And that's one thing with Jonah Hill, comedians. That when he got thin and shit like that, people were like, we don't really want you, and like you're not going to get cast much because you're not the funny fat guy, which is a weird stigma that we still have as a society of like, look at the jolly funny fat guy that's going to make us laugh.
Yeah. Well, because we've always been trying to replace the older actors, like, you know what I mean? Like, even, like, Larry Curly Moe, then it, like, you know, like, Curly. Chris Farley blew up.
Yeah.
Like, with that shit. And,
the guy from Mad TV that played Curly,
Will
right?
Sasso. Mm-hmm. Yep. He was
Kevin,
another one.
Kevin
James? Yeah, James. That piece of shit. That inhuman piece of shit.
Notice that Kevin Smith wasn't on my list.
Yeah, I was like, he is an actor, but I guess you'd probably not acquaint him so much into his acting. As
I thought about it. I was like, oh, shit, I can put Kevin. I was like, but I like him for different reasons. I like his writing, not so much his acting. Because I've never
You're
seen.
You're not like, wow, that was an award.
Catch and Release?
Winner.
Was that Catch what he was release? In? Yeah, I haven't seen that. Yeah. He plays a huge role in that. And I've always wanted to see it, but I can't find it anywhere. Because, like, who the fuck's going to put that on a torrent site? They're like, yeah, sure. I'll possibly go to jail.
To waste broadband on this.
For Catch and Release. But yeah, Jonah Hill, great. Chris Farley, fucking, like I said, like, he was like the fucking epitome of the fat actor, like fucking being dopey. And
he also stayed
comedy.
In his lane. Like, he was like, oh no, comedy's all day.
Yeah, he never really did go out the box, did he?
He had,
he'd probably be a fucking really, like, I really wish he wouldn't have died so early because he would have gotten to a point in his career where he would have started doing serious things.
He'd have pulled a John C. Reilly.
Damn. Yeah. Well, John C. Reilly kind of started off serious.
No, he is awesome in every way. He is, when I saw him in fucking Gangs of New York, I was like, that guy's never made a comedy. You
Gang
can't
Bang of New York.
Ah.
Son of a bitch.
Are you going to do it all the time now?
Yeah, that's our new thing.
All right.
So anytime you think of one, go ahead. You're probably wrong because you're dumb.
I am dumb. I am dumb.
God, I'm so dumb.
Have that smart, witty wordplay brain like you.
Yeah,
that world-renowned fucking wit of yours.
God, you're just so punny. John Goodman, another funny but also really awesome actor.
Oh, yeah.
Like Red State, fantastic.
Incredible fucking actor.
Fucking 10 Cloverfield Lane. Creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was super creepy in that
movie. But then so fucking funny in fucking Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's so good. Jesus
Christ. Out of your fucking element, Donnie.
Him and Donnie's relationship is my favorite thing ever. Kong?
Yeah. Yeah, he was there.
He got paid for sure.
He was very not the villain and not really the fucking protagonist, but yeah, he was there.
Yeah, John C. Reilly, another one, funny slash, all these except for fucking Chris Farley and John Candy. John Candy do anything serious ever?
Not to my knowledge. All sort of buddy humor.
Yeah, I can't think of anything either.
Or solo humor.
But yeah, those are my five. Give me your list.
I mean,
three.
I also want to make this
How
point.
Good is that like, list though, right?
That's a good solid list.
That's a solid list.
Yeah. I was going to say, there are times when I do watch comedies, and I loved them when I was a kid, but they fuck me up now, because they're dealing with real weird, like, Uncle Buck deals with, like, parent abandonment issues, fucking drug and alcohol issues and gambling issues, rape, underage fucking unconsented rape, like, those are the themes of the fucking lessons in that film. What? That's a fucking hard bunch of lessons. As a kid, I'm like, dude, giant pancake, that's badass. Couldn't you fit the door? Toast in the door. And meanwhile, it's like, that guy was pushing himself on her and she ran away.
You were a real mouth breather when you were young, weren't you?
What do you mean? What? Oh, just drooling over fat fucking food on the
look
screen?
Look at that pancake. Dad, look at the pancake. It won't even fit through the door.
Oh, I make you laugh all the time.
Now.
So if I'm such a stupid mouth breather laughing at the fucking simple jokes as you're slapping your knee to fucking puns all day.
Oh, damn.
The gutter of jokes.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Oh. My fucking comedy fucking mentor, Pun fucking Wolf.
Yeah, Pun Lee.
Pun Lee. Pun Lee taught me how to run on walls and
Sensei.
Make stupid words for the same fucking words.
Okay, good.
Ow.
What are your other three?
I hurt myself making fun of you.
Yeah. Punley. It's awesome.
Stupid ass, baby, idiot.
Okay.
What am I doing now?
Yeah, the rest of your fucking fat actor list.
Man, you've killed it.
We call them factors.
No, we don't, guys. No, we don't. Just that fucking asshole does.
Oh, damn. My room is really hot.
Yeah.
I turned the fucking heat down to 69. Yeah.
Maybe you open a window. Stop.
It is open.
Farting so much.
It is open. And I haven't farted in here since I left before we went to smoke.
It's still here.
Linger.
Fucking linger, man.
It's like the Cranberry song.
Well, how's that one go? Fuck, you're gonna.
I'm all right.
You sure? Let me look at this list for 2 seconds, see what happens.
Linger. Oh,
next one on my list, asshole,
yeah.
D-bag, is Oliver. You won't even know who I'm talking about. Oliver Platt.
Yeah.
Who?
He was in Independence Day, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was also in Executive Decision, classic
yeah,
film.
Yeah, he's like one of those actors. Like, yep. He's in everything, but he's never really been up in the forefront.
Ice
yeah,
Harvest,
totally.
Fucking hilarious, plays a drunk the whole time.
He actually was almost on my list.
He's fucking awesome. Like, yeah, every film he's in, he's either funny or serious or just acting really well as a side character. It's just a fucking dope actor.
Are you about to say handsome?
The handsome guy. Fuck, for sure.
Yeah, I get it, man. I love Goliath.
Also on my list is Tyler Labine. He was in the show Reaper.
Yeah.
He was in fucking Tucker and Mountain Dale? Man, Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Mm-hmm. Fucking awesome, dude.
He is really funny.
And
I would be anxious to see him in a fucking serious role. I think he'd be really good.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like a lot of comedic actors are kind of like sold short, and everyone's blown away that they're really good at like doing serious shit, but it's like, well, they have to like come from a place of pulling a lot of emotion out of someone anyway, so.
Yeah. And they're probably really damaged, like me, you know?
Yeah.
Like fat and funny.
Oh, God.
It's a curse.
Yeah. I like how there's like a shade over your head when you said that.
What are you talking about? Dude, dark and brooding.
Yeah. You look like Batman.
Dude, I could probably do theater.
Yeah. Oh, I wish you would.
Why?
So I could,
laugh at something. Laugh at me.
It'd be the fucking moment where you got, like, you're dying. I'm like, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, Fanny's sweating through his shirt.
Nice pit stains, asshole. I'm getting removed. You just hear beer cans clinking out of me and shit.
I look over in the crowd. Motherfucker, kill you. I'm Mercutio. Fuck you.
That was my big moment.
Play Mercutio.
Yeah.
House Capulet.
Okay, what's your next one?
House Montague. My last one and best one by far, million times over, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. No real comparison, no. And, dude, and can pull off funny. Dude, and along came Polly. And
Raindrop.
Fucking, dude, make it rain.
Yeah, let it rain.
I'm his proxy. What? Yeah. You're what? I'm here for him. I'm in his acting class. Don't worry, we're going to get to it. Like,
yeah,
let's go, guys.
He was, oh, man, if not for anything, he's such a good reason to watch that movie.
That and Invention of Lying. He's
super good.
Yeah, he's fucking hilarious.
Twister.
Yeah, Dusty, dude. And it never hit the ground.
Fister.
Yeah, man, you're just... Are you here or there in fucking fun pun land?
New pun
filthy
land.
Slut pun land.
That's good, Fister.
Fister. Yeah.
Coming this summer,
the anal, Fister. The anal beads went into the tornado and never hit the ground.
No, it's just a twister made out of fists that just keep going into people's orifices.
Oh, just dildos going everywhere.
It's kind of like Sharknado.
That's a bad tornado. Okay, well, that's our list of five fat actors.
Yep.
It's also, you know, really opened up a lot of wounds for me.
Oh, God. Yeah, if you have your favorite fat actors, tweet us at I Can't Read.
Yeah, I'm not an actor, by the way, so don't fucking say me or anything. Like, I didn't actually do any theater, so.
He's going to soon,
I can't
though.
Be on the list.
I'm definitely signing
could
you up for
could you imagine
something.
If I did a fucking play?
No.
How fat would that be?
That's why.
Dude, the stage would creak just for me, not the other skinny actors, and I'd go, fuck, I hate my life.
They're all looking at your feet. Like,
yeah, like, dude, could you shut your feet up, bro?
He's going through.
This is only plywood. Fuck.
God damn it.
We built this in an hour.
He's not even that good of an actor. I hate him so much.
Look at him. He's crying. Oh, no, he's just sweating.
God, he's so hot up here.
These lights. Who put these fire lights up here?
Showbiz is so hard. You come home every day. You're like, God damn it. Community theater really kicked my ass again.
I'm not going back there. I'm not.
The floor creaked the entire time.
Someone call my understudy. You are the understudy, you moron.
Yeah, you're not even in the play.
You're not even in the play yet. That other guy has to die.
Okay, weekly recommendations and rejections. We watched a couple things together. Berserk.
Yeah, we sure did. That was the first one.
Yeah, and they don't have the other two on Netflix.
The Egg of the King is there, which is one.
It's part one
full
of three
movie of a three movie series.
Well, it's an hour and 60 minutes, so I mean,
let's call it full length because it's over 90 minutes.
Got that?
Yeah.
Hour 16, 76 minutes.
Oh, I thought you said hour 116 in minutes.
No.
Oh, my bad, dude. That was like 2 hours.
Well, it's considered over full length because it's over 90 minutes.
116.
Actually.
What is full length? Like 76 minutes?
Well, now you want it to be.
I think it is.
I think it came. It's a hot 75, and they came right over.
I think
they
popped it right over the margin for full length film.
Are you looking that up?
What? Just do something while I do something, you idiot.
What's considered an LP, honestly? I don't get it.
How many songs?
EP, like what, 5, 10? Who knows?
How many can you have?
Extended play. No one's really sure. I have no idea.
You have no idea. What's an LP?
Long play, I think, right?
What's EP?
Extended play.
So what the fuck's
I don't
longer?
Fucking, yeah, oh. I don't understand.
You make these for...
I know, but I think they had to
you're
do...
You're in a fucking traveling
I think
band.
They had
to... traveling band. What's a rental record? I don't know. I think cassettes. It's side one, two. One or two.
They barely work.
There's not even stuff on them.
Yeah,
it's just a sick label.
You're basically buying a download code with a cassette tape.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing, folks, in case you catch us on the road. But yeah, I think it had to do with records back in the day, though.
Oh.
Like, I think there was, like, a certain amount of things that you could put on it, so the LPs were the full lengths, and then the EPs were, like, an extended play to, like, where it came after the album. But I'll check. LP versus
EP. So, AFI and BFI call any film longer than 40 minutes a feature, but the Screen Actors Guild definition is a minimum of 80 minutes.
Ah, so Berserk or Berserk wasn't.
It's right in the middle there. It's real close.
It's... We'll call it a... Well, no, that says
it's
feature.
It's 4 minutes away from a full-length film by one... standard, and it's like 25 minutes over the standard from two other organizations. I don't know. How long does a movie have to be as a related search? Like, how long does it have to be for me to make it?
Yeah, I want to make one of these movies. How long should they be? What a fucking idiot.
How long is a short film? These are Google searches. Holy shit.
All right, what is an LP? Refers to a long playing vinyl record, which is where the abbreviation LP comes from. EP is, we've already looked at what, okay, we haven't looked at what EP is. What the fuck? Why do you?
Ooh. Look here. Majority of feature films, by all standard definitions, are between 70 and 210 minutes long.
So you could just lick my big nuts.
I don't like that.
I don't believe it.
EP is still used to describe a release that's about 3 to 5 songs in length, roughly half of what a full-length album would typically be. You could even call it a mini-album.
Ooh, way better than EP.
Yeah, but then you'd be like, oh, yeah, we used their new MA.
No, you could just use two words. Are you that busy?
No one's got time for that shit.
Who?
Anybody.
Yeah.
Name a person. They don't have time. There, I already answered.
I'm going to do nothing tonight. I could read the words mini album.
Walk
if I wanted.
Making food mini album.
Mini,
mini
album,
album.
Mini album.
Mini album.
I'd say I read it
all the time.
I read
in the
it
world.
10 times, dummy.
I only cut half sausage already.
You know we could slice an hour out of our lives every week if we wanted. Recording this bullshit. I can read the word mini album at least 1,000 times.
Okay. So Berserk.
Yeah. Berserk is
beautiful anime.
Beautiful anime.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Based off tons of fucking manga.
Yeah, it's really good. It's on Netflix right now. I definitely suggest you watch it. It is only subtitled. I don't think there's a dubbed version of it on Netflix. I didn't check, though. I don't know if that's like... I think you can go to audio settings and put English if they have it, but I'm pretty sure it just said Japanese, and then the subtitles are Japanese or English.
It's just a bummer, because those three movies, like I was telling you, amp up. Like, the first one was very establishing, telling you the world, the armies, things.
We're watching it, and he's like, man, there's a lot of fucking character development in this.
Yeah.
I did not remember this.
Like, it is a thick fucking, like... My name is fucking Guts. Like, here's my friend group.
Guts.
I'm like, damn it. Like, the second and third one, by the third one, you're ramped up to, like, just holy hell comparatively.
Yeah.
And this one, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's just.
We'll go buy them. We'll watch them.
Fuck off.
Okay.
You go buy them.
Oh, now I made of money.
Oh, big money bags out of pile of money over here. Got your little change purse there, I see.
Yeah, it's my change satchel.
What is that, a boot of fucking quarters?
It's a Guinness glass. Yeah, Das Boot.
Das Boot of quarters.
Yeah, it's a real bitch to pour them out, honestly.
Yeah, that's how I do laundry.
You have to turn it when the bubble happens. I don't know if you've ever seen
Beer Fest.
Or
the quarters hit you right in the fucking teeth.
Yeah, because I eat them.
I'm always chugging quarters.
No wonder I'm sick all the time.
I dare you.
I don't know if there's any correlation between me eating.
Licking dollar bills is not a cool hobby anymore.
Yeah, or eating change, I guess.
Can you fucking imagine?
No, just the fact that people stick them up their fucking, oh my god, this
what?
Chick the other day.
Stick
their nose,
them where?
Their nose, my bad, I did stop.
Oh, I was like,
oh, I thought you meant pee hole.
What chick did you see put what up there where?
It's a rolled 20, like, ooh, you like that? I'm like, no.
No.
It was in her ear. So, this girl gave me $20. Well, first off, she took like 5 minutes to answer the door. I had to call her. And she's like, and then she's like, I can't get it unlocked, I'm sorry. And then she has a massive pit bull. She's like in like a towel, like around her hair, wearing a bra, like just got out of the shower.
Yeah.
And she takes a 20 like out of her bra, of course.
Yeah.
And fucking rolled to snorting size.
Yeah.
And just like folds it out and hands it to me. It doesn't tip at all. I'm like, what the fuck? You're doing coke with $20 bills and you can't give your boy $3.
She spent it all on the coke.
You can't buy coke for $3. I should have told her that.
You're not going to be able to get anything fun with this change.
Hey, guess what? You know you can't buy coke with that $3 you didn't give me.
She didn't tip you?
Not at all.
Man.
I know, right?
I don't know. That's just like...
And I wonder if she was like, oh, well, I mean, like, I was like half naked, so maybe that's a cool tip. I don't give a fuck.
Does she have big boobies?
Not at all.
Oh, then no. Nope.
Yeah. What a dick.
Not at all.
Fucking mosquito bites.
Itty bitty titty committee.
Oh, dang. I might call the episode that.
Itty bitty titty committee. Yeah, that's a good one. That's from fucking Mean Girls.
I know, yeah.
It's fucking good.
Mean Girls is actually really funny. Anyways, yeah. Berserk, I give it fucking 8 deep impacts. Highly rewatchable, beautiful fucking flick. Can't wait till Tony buys the rest.
Yeah, can't wait till Tony buys the rest. I give it 8 as well.
Cool. What would you see? Give me one.
Sorry, choked on my own.
Wow,
existence.
Words.
I watched Trailer Park Boys season 11.
Oh, nice. It's good.
Yeah, it's funny. It's very kind of back to roots in a lot of ways. Not a lot of fucking special guests.
Is Bubble still on it?
Yeah.
Right on, because he was going through that trouble of, like, that girl accusing him of, like, beating her that was on the show.
Oh. Don't do that, Bubbles.
Yeah, so, I don't know if it was ever claimed. Obviously, if something happened to where he's still on the show, because normally they'd be like, yeah, fuck that. You just ruined our
brand.
No,
I mean, he's the fucking producer.
Yeah, he's the ringleader.
Yeah. So, yeah, he is totally on the show, and...
Big old kitty.
Dude, he's... I don't know. Fuck doing that to someone, but in all honesty, that dude's fucking character cracks me up. I could care less if Ricky and Julian were in the show anymore.
Oh, for sure. Bubbles definitely makes it.
Yeah. Bubbles is the whole... Bubbles, fucking Leahy, and Randy are like...
Leahy's incredible. And yeah, they're like genius.
Yeah.
Ricky and Julian seem like almost like they're playing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that they're very akin to their characters.
Cheeseburger eating bastard.
Cheeseburger eating bastard. So what do you give it?
Oh, that season? Yeah, way better than some of the most recent ones. I'd give it 7.5.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to watch it again, probably. I've retained everything that I need to from it.
All those plot lines.
Yeah, all that cool depth. I retained it.
Okay, I finished One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, that show is so good.
Gets real hard.
And I believe that they're filming season 2 or drawing it now.
Filming it, yes.
Well, producing
they
it,
making
it.
They meet up with the cartoons and they go, are you ready to film, Mr.
Well,
Punch?
I don't know if you've ever seen...
Don't Fuck With
Who
Me.
Who Framed
don't
Roger
fuck
Rabbit.
With me. Idiot. No, it's not real, by the way. That's
Wait,
horse shit.
What?
Oh, your little youth goes down to the toilet, little crybaby.
Look at it circling, all shitty-like.
Crying on the floor, crawling up in little fetal position, little pussy. they are. I'm pretty sure they're done with season 2. They're just waiting to release.
Awesome. And that's a Hulu show, too. It's not, like, made for Hulu, but, like, it's going to be on Hulu.
Oh, it kind of premieres the week after on Hulu?
The day after, I think.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, so we'll be able to watch it because I have Hulu.
Fuck yes! Mm-hmm. I can't log into anything besides my Netflix. Your HBO log. I can't do that. I can't do Hulu.
Really?
Yeah, I've never really brought it up because I have Netflix and I don't care.
And not only that, you can watch those on the other TV.
Which I have, yeah.
Yeah.
HBO, I go on and watch Young Pope and stuff.
One Pope! God, I need to finish that. But yeah, One Punch Man. Fucking, I give that show like a 10.
Oh yeah, 10 for sure.
It's so fucking fun. I was so like... happily surprised by that show, like how what it was, what it wanted to be. It knew exactly what it was, just a funny, ultra fucking violent show.
Yeah. And I also love, because you don't see this a lot in Japan, is a really fucking awesome mix of kind of classic superhero archetypes.
Yes.
Tons of them, and they work perfect, and they're hilarious or badass or fucking slick. Like, it was great.
Yeah, they definitely took advantage of, and like I said, the art in that show is just fucking immeasurable to, like, anything else, really.
Yeah, you made that good point that you were like, oh, like, I like how it's different styles. And I was like, they deliberately put in, like, 5 or 6 different fucking, like, really unique anime styles.
Yeah.
And they look awesome. Yeah, like, hilarious or awesome or fast.
Whenever someone's, like, fucking, like, wailing their arms and, like, screaming, and, like, they look really, like, almost bad drawing. But, yeah, like, the whole show isn't like that. It'll just be for that reason, yeah, to convey, like, it more.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, wah, wah.
Yeah, and like there's like just fucking like, squiggly lines above, yeah, their head and shit.
Or when dude, the one of the best is when like someone's charging their power and it shows him in black and white and he's getting like pebbles knocked on his, yeah, face, and it's just like this little stick drawing of him, and it's just like he's like blinking like, okay, alright, fucking you done?
man,
you just throw rocks.
I think it's like the third episode when they go to the House of Evolution. Is it, that's what it's called?
House of Evolution.
Yeah, and he fights like their big boss.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my god, I can't believe he went in this mode, and he'll be like this for a week, and in a week that means it's gonna be Saturday, and like he's in this huge long diatribe, and then he's like, and that means I missed the Saturday sale, and then like, yeah, fucking punches through him.
Yeah.
I was like, holy fuck, that took like 5 minutes.
Oh, so tight.
Of him being like, holy shit, he met his match. He met it. This, yeah, is it. Like, he's fucked. And then he was like, I missed the sale. Like,
I'm going to miss the sale on these fucking.
And it's so cool because like, they're like, we can't go today to do it. And he's like, well, tomorrow's this. So we got to do it today.
I'm going to do it today.
Yeah, I got to get the
or
sale.
Or when he's, they're like, tell me the secret of your power. And he's like, I trained a lot, like almost every day. Don't take a day off. Almost never take a day off. Do 100 crunches and 100 push-ups, no matter how hard it hurts. Like 5 minutes of this, and they're all just like, dude, that's like strength training. That's not even like hard workout. What the fuck are you talking about? Tell us what are you talking about?
Yeah, he's give like, us the actual thing that you do. He's like, no, you just train.
Just train.
They're like, that's, yeah, normal strength training.
3 years ago, I started. They're like, what?
May 17th, this is breaking news, Tony. The Fifth Element is set to celebrate its 20-year anniversary by re-releasing it into theaters.
Ooh.
2 p.m. and 7 p.m. showing will showcase a restored 4K version of the film to fans, alongside an exclusive preview of Besson's upcoming movie, Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets.
Which I hope is fucking awesome.
Which opens the July 21st, yes. So I'm guessing that's going to be a Fathom event, so keep your eyes peeled for that, everybody.
Eyeballs wide open.
Yep, with eyeballs wide open.
I'm not.
Under sore ass.
All right, so you see anything else?
I actually read the book Misery.
Mm.
Paul Sheldon and,
wow,
Annie Wilkes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. Super fucking creepy. Like, oh, God, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
She makes him take pills with fucking, like, old dishwater that she fucking used.
Yeah.
Because she keeps them all drugged up and shit like that on a pill called, like, Norville, which doesn't exist, but it's supposed to be, like, kind of like an Oxycontin.
Yeah.
So he's dope sick the entire time, and she's, like, fucking. Now, in the movie, he gets hobbled with a piece of. Have you seen it?
Yeah, he gets hobbled with a piece of wood
in
and
between
then,
his feet, and she breaks both like, yeah, of his legs inward, right? Or his
breaks,
feet.
I believe she breaks just the one
with
inward.
A mallet.
Yeah.
Now in the book, she cuts off his fucking foot and then cauterizes the wound.
That would have been way tighter.
And then cuts his thumb off with a fucking like one of those electric cutting knives.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
With the fucking ham knife.
Yeah, and I think she hits him with a hammer in the knee because he's in a car accident. Like, that's how he gets there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's what happens in the movie, too. But yeah, I really want to see it. I think I have it on my computer, so I'm going to watch that soon. And then I'll tell you all the cool differences of the book of the movie.
Oh, we're all waiting with bated breath.
It is weird that, like, in The Shining, like, it was a mallet, and then they changed it to an axe. In this, they changed it to a mallet, and then it was an axe, like, to hobble him and stuff,
yeah,
like that. It's odd that they make those little
changes.
I don't
know why, but it kind of gets. You get real mangled when you're doing a Stephen King movie.
Oh, yeah.
Shining's like barely anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, in the book, when fucking Jack dies, like, he starts beating himself with the mallet to death.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, because he actually understands that the house has hold on him. And then, like, the house takes over his, like, rotting corpse with his eyeball hanging out and goes after his family.
That's so dope.
Yeah, dude.
That's real dope.
Yeah, he goes, like, swinging at Danny, and Jack kind of takes control of his body and starts beating himself to death.
What the fuck?
I'll give you the book. It's fucking way good. It's not that long of a read, like 500, 600 pages.
All right.
Yeah, I got it right there. You can take it.
No, I don't want to reach for it right now. I'm, you know, doing an award-winning podcast.
Okay.
Oh, I also saw.
In red.
Backcountry.
Oh, the Avenged Sevenfold documentary.
What the fuck?
Backcountry.
Back.
Oh.
Backcountry.
Maybe enunciate your words better and I wouldn't make bad
How
jokes.
How can you say the word backcountry? Like, really? Backcountry?
There you go, see?
You say it.
Back country.
That's how you would pronounce that word to a human.
Yeah, it's, I just
where'd you go over the weekend? Oh, to the back country.
Yeah, wait, we can go there. It's a place.
You ruin all. Okay,
that's the name of the episode.
you ruin all.
You ruined all.
Okay, so it's a story about this guy and his girl. They go out and they're like, oh, it's fucking the woods and go hiking. I love you, babe. And then this dude's like, yo, I caught fish. You guys want to eat fish? And they're like, you're creepy, bro. We don't even want to camp with you. We're trying to fuck in the woods, bro. And then the guy's like, yeah, good luck out there, you fucking noobs. And he's like, I've been here before. And then a fucking bear comes and starts taunting him and fucking with him.
So
like,
it's Jaws with a bear.
It's Land Jaws. Yeah, it's got a real atrocious scene, but it's almost like, is the payoff worth the fucking misery of their kind of shit acting?
Now, is it like Revenant?
Kinda. No, not. Well.
Like the bear scene. I'm not talking about the
acting. Oh, the bear scene? It's different because low budge.
Yeah.
But it's
brutal.
It's if the bear scene went to fruition. He went all the way.
Oh.
It's from someone else's point of view going like, hey, stop it. Oh, God. Oh, I can see his backbone. Ooh,
really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, it was very like, oh, that bear's hungry.
So
that ain't a mother bear defending. That's, I'm hungry.
Back country.
I don't really. I mean, I give it a fucking 6 out of 10. It wasn't anything special, but there was a little bit of cool survival and, like, a cool attack. But the rise up was sort of, fuck, I was, like, following the whole journey of
foot I got
ahead
you.
Of them.
What do you rate it?
It's a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Beyond that, I also watched...
Sorry, I just saw that Star Wars 9 is a complete script draft.
Oh, you want to just read that real quick?
And that popped a bony.
You're not even to 8 yet.
What?
You're not even there yet.
I know, but that's awesome that they already finished it. That means that they're planning out like a lot. Like everything's
I'm really proud of them.
Hinged on it.
Going.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Han Solo standalone. Anyways, go ahead. What else?
Okay, yeah. You're totally interrupting. What?
It's the new thing I do.
What do you call it? Nature calling?
Yeah.
Yep.
What's that from?
Fucking Nietzsche.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Yep.
Come up.
That's neat.
What a beaut.
Yeah, fucking, if you haven't seen Nietzsche, it's like way old, like what, 4 years?
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5
Tony
years old.
Showed me the first episode, and it is fucking awesome. It's so good. 10 out of 10 deep impacts.
This is an Aspen. You can tell because of the way it is. All right.
That's neat.
That's pretty neat.
Neat.
What a beaut.
That's why it's called Nietzsche.
Holy fuck. We want to tell everyone how neat nature is. Not just so me and him know about it. Always carry a gun. So I also watched a documentary about Joe Cocker. What would you do if I sang out of tune? That's why I was like weirdly like, were you singing that song?
Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Yeah. So fucking incredible fucking voice.
Yeah.
Stupid good voice on that dude.
Yeah, and I love the Wonder Years.
Cool.
Mainly because of that song.
Really sad documentary. And I also, I'm not sure exactly, but I think in Walk Hard, the part where he's got like the 40-piece band and he's like, need more didgeridoos, 2 didgeridoos.
Yeah.
I think that's based off of Joe Cocker's band because technically it was the Joe Cocker band was like who he traveled with for a lot of his time, like at Woodstock and shit. And it was actually, it became like this fucking organism. Like it was like a 40, 50 piece band with like, why do we need 4 drum sets? And like the manager of the band, the dude that played, like kind of like, he was the organizer and the composer of all this shit.
Yes.
Really beyond Joe was like, well, tell which one you want to fire. Go fire him. Like what bro are you going to fire?
Yeah.
We're bros with all them, bro. Like, what are you going to do? Like, he's like, I just want to fucking sing blues, dude. Like, I don't know why we need 4 fucking drummers. And it just got, dude, his life's fucking nuts. Like, it was a crazy life.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
What do you give it?
Oh, 8.5 is a dope documentary. Wow. Really sad, yeah.
Anything else?
I also played a fuck ton of Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, that game looks very pretty.
My God. That's just it. On the surface, oh, what a pretty game. Dude, deep down, it's one of the dopest open world fucking like adventure games ever. It's got ridiculously good skills leveling. It's smart. It's articulate. It's well crafted. It's smooth. It doesn't feel like a new franchise game.
So comparatively to the Titanfall 2 storyline.
Oh, it takes Titanfall 2 storyline and it just like, it like mutilates it and buries it deep.
Really like that little robot.
God. Kind of like my first pilot or whatever. Or I kind of like, yeah.
Fuck, I love that mech.
That was a good fucking mech, dude. Miss Mold one.
I'm writing a diary.
I love B9732.
Yeah. Was that his name?
Yeah, some stupid shit. Yeah, but in all honesty, though, they took a lot of fucking risks with their story as well, because I don't know, man. It's a fucking intense tale. It's all about like a post-apocalyptic like race of humans that are still primitive in tons of ways, but you walk through these ancient ruins and these fucking cauldrons. Dude, it has parts that look like the fucking Matrix machine city. You have parts that look like fucking like The Last of Us, like, well, dead world.
It seems like what they were trying to do is make it so that it was almost like a Mayan-ish feel to it, because that's what I got out of it, with, like, high-tech stuff.
I mean, it's
almost
more
like the Predator world, like, how everything's kind of, like, primal and basic, but they have insane technology.
Well, that's just it. Like, they harness technology, but they're at odds with the fucking technology, because they technically aren't the creators at all. They're more like, why the fuck are all these goddamn machines, animals? Why are they like this? But we harness bits of it. But for the most part, it's almost like, yeah, nomad tribes. Like,
did you beat
fucking
it?
No, fuck no.
Without beating it, what do you give it?
Oh, right now, it's one of my favorite games of all time.
Whoa!
So far.
Yeah. I hope the ending blows.
And I know I've heard great things about the ending.
I played one level of Force Unleashed.
Oh, did you use your powers?
Yeah, you don't have much in the first level.
Cool.
Yeah, I was just
cool story, man.
Destroying TIE fighters left and right, fucking flipping fucking stormtroopers at rebels. Grabbing, I kill everybody.
Grabbing a box and tossing it.
Oh man, the shit in that game is so clunky. Like the fucking using the force and moving shit. You're like, oh, this is gonna take forever.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna break it.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
Test of Tony, Scary Movie 2.
Rice-a-roni,
the San Francisco treat.
Yep.
Okay. So, what'd you think? I watched part of it.
Of what?
Scary Movie 2.
Oh, I mean, it's
my
so
favorite of the movie, the quote, like the fucking Not Another Teen Movie, fucking epic movie. My favorite by far out of all those movies, even Scary Movie franchise.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that one was by far the most original, and it felt the most fluid, and it was genuinely really funny.
Now, the joke, there's parts of it that are very funny, but some of the jokes in there, like him not paying the cab fare, like, hey, get back here. That was dumb as fuck. At the beginning, it's like The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like,
it's like a big play
on
The Exorcist.
Next to the others, and you're like, oh it's gold. Yeah. Oh, God, give it a fucking Oscar.
Anytime, like, that fucking, one of the Wayans brothers.
Yeah.
Except for Ray's awesome. Ray is fantastic.
Ray fucked me.
Ray fucked me. Yeah. You got a tattoo, bro.
And I was germs.
I was like, that's weird, because they were like making puns of movies that weren't scary movies.
Dude, David Cross and that fucking handyman.
The butler.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how about a standing ovation?
Yeah, man, walk away.
Yeah, I'll be the bigger man and walk away. I love it when he's like, oh, I'll give you a round of applause. He's like, how about a standing ovation?
Nice skates you got there.
Yeah.
And, dude, David Cross just being like, I can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I can do it. I'm going to just hop upstairs and get my tracksuit on. I'll be down soon. Like, what an asshole.
And he gets out crawling up it and shit. God damn it. Yeah.
Throws her a chair.
Yeah, that shit. But, yeah, and I started rewatching it, and like the whole Exorcist scene, like, was okay.
Yeah, I
not amazing. Was that
skipped through
Andy
it.
Richter?
Yeah, Okay. As the fucking priest, yeah.
Yeah, Harris.
And then,
Mrs. Harris is with us. Mom, Anna, can you get out of there? I'm at work.
Dude, Anna Faris is so pretty. She's such a, like, fun, smart actress.
I love when she's singing the Vitamin C song and the radio stops yeah. and says, hey, will you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to sing this song. That was, like, that's such a dumb fucking joke. I was like, but that works. That's pretty funny.
It's, yeah, it's unique as shit. It's also corny as shit. Tim Curry's in it. Fucking
yeah, like, he is.
Really funny because he fucking shits all over lots of... Dude, he shits all over David Cross a ton. It's yeah. fucking awesome. Like when he pours the coffee, David it's Cross real is- subtle. He's like, excuse me. Like gets by him. He's holding his mug up. Like, hit me with some. And he's just like, ah, excuse me. I already got mine.
Yeah, David Cross is really good in it. But yeah, he's kind of like his Igor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his like master plan to fucking see if these kids
watch
are-
out for Fanny. Careful. Dude, he's just
grab
like
a strong hand.
That hand does, as a kid, like I cracked up at that hand. Now I'm kind of like, I fucking hate that prosthetic. Like that
it looks
thing
so
is
bad.
So bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think that was the point of it, to like look way shitty.
Dude, but his character, if you just listen to everything that Butler says, he's got the funniest character in the film by far.
And then you fuck it when he's preparing the turkey.
Dude, when he's like, I don't know what that is, but I'm gonna lick it. I'm gonna lick it. And you fuck it. Yeah. Get your hand in there. Get all the giblets.
This shit's so good.
Is there anything you didn't prepare by hand? He's like, I had to order out for dessert.
Yeah, he's like, no. I thought, okay, yeah. Does he pick the mashed potatoes up with his
tiny
hand?
No, that's what the first thing is. He's like, tapping them in.
That sucks.
Then he like fucking pops off like a zit and he's like, pow, that's how you make it. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? It's a fun movie, but it's literally like something I could only watch again if I was 17 again.
So, to enjoy it fully.
Yeah, I always consider rewatchability because that is a crucial thing, especially because we're literally talking about...
rewatching a movie.
Testing, yeah. If you can rewatch it again. And is it holding up?
And what do you give it? What's the consensus?
Seven.
Seven, wow.
It's unique for what it is, but it's not rewatchable for me.
All right. I bet you getting, like, stoned or some shit like that, you'd like it a lot more.
Yeah, but, like, I think I even have other... Dude, I'd rather watch... Dude, I would a million times out of a million rather watch a fucking, like, action-packed anime or a fucking, like, a Pulp Fiction, like, than that now, even if I'm ripped. Like, that's just...
That was one thing about, like, being younger was, like, oh, let's get ripped and watch a really dumb fucking movie.
Dude, I used to be, like, at Joe's, like, we could watch Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back again. Yeah, sure.
Dude, when Jay and Silent Bob came out, like I think it was like on demand or something like that, or maybe I was ordering it on pay-per-view. Oh, no, I bought it or some shit. It came out on DVD. I would get like, it was in the summertime, and I would just get a Pizzone and watch that movie like every fucking day.
There were films like that, like fucking Grandma's Boy, I did that too. Yep. I did that to fucking Tommy Boy.
Wedding Crashers, Tommy Boy.
Like those there were movies like that when you were younger that you could churn out nonstop.
Yeah, and just like, oh, I'm putting in the mask again.
Again, here we go.
Yeah.
Jumanji's on again. Like,
yeah, it is weird. Like, I think about, like, I'm like, oh, man, that like, I have no time to view new stuff. And I'm like, I used to, like, study things.
Yeah.
And, like, learn all the dialogue. I'm like, well, how the fuck did I have that much time?
Or, yeah, like, I can't fathom the idea of, like, even watching, like, an award winner, like, something that's incredible to behold for me, like
Schindler's List.
No Country for Old Men was what I was going to say. You've been on that 3-hour epic for a long time now. Just watch the fucker. You'll get bored. I swear to God.
I'll probably fall asleep.
You will. Like, dude, that's like 18 watches worth of your sleeping. Worth of you sleeping after movies start. It's black and white. Fuck.
I love Clerks.
Okay. That one also has a bunch of filthy fucking awesome content.
True.
But even if I was like, oh, I want to watch No Country for Old Men. That movie, it fulfills me in every way a movie should. There would never be a day when I'm like, I'm put it in again tomorrow, dude. Fucking just loved it so much. Because when I was 15, I'm like, oh, I'm totally watching fucking whatever. You know, I'll watch Jurassic Park 4 times this week. Who cares? It's so cool. Now I'm like, I saw it once. I really, really analyzed what
you
I wanted to see.
You watched Jurassic World like 7 times.
That's like fodder. Like I put it on. It's
background.
There. It's background.
See, I do that with The Office.
You have backgrounds. Dude, yeah. Oh, I put on background shows all day. I'm like, if you look at my viewing, it looks like I actually watched Parks and Rec 12 times all the way through every season. Not true. Didn't spend the time looking at the screen.
Yeah.
For sure, like, took notes, looked for fucking, like, jobs, wrote fucking whatever.
What are you taking notes?
Drawing. I take notes about life. Like, I write down, like, philosophy and, like, my like, inner desires and things like that.
Read some.
Well, I don't have them on me. They're written in my handcrafted leather journal.
I would agree with Scary Movie 2 being
like
a 7.
I'm like the kid from Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, you are. Look just like him.
Ryan Philippine.
And you love your sister.
Wanna bang Sarah Michelle Gellar? Yes, please.
But yeah, so yeah, I think 7's a good take on that. All right.
Ah, copycat. Cool.
Movie of the week, Glengarry Glen Ross.
If you guys have not
star-studded motherfucking
cast. Oh, yeah.
Cast.
Why don't you lay it out for him there, big daddy?
We got Kevin Swayze.
Spacey.
We got Alec Baldwin.
Here we go. Alan Larkin.
Yeah. Arkin Larkin.
Arkin Larkin.
Ed Ferris.
Ed Ferris. Ed Ferris. And who's he out?
I don't know who the fifth dude is.
Oh, fuck. It's not Walter Matthau. It's the guy that's in... grumpy old men with him. God damn it. That's really pissing me off. I can't remember it. If it is Walter Matthau, I'm just dumb.
Jack Lemmon. Is that it?
No, it's like Rack Blemmon.
Yeah, Rack Blemmon.
in the movie Blend Larry Lop Bloss.
And of course we can't forget the star of the show, Al Pacino.
I mean Dal Torino.
El Torito.
Cop Delino.
Steve Permino.
Bop Dito.
Andrew Larkin.
Laser Beam.
Blazer. Oh, shit.
What did you do? What the fuck? Creepy no, shit's that shit.
That's cool. It's the...
What the shit creep ass shit's that?
The I didn't mute the commercials because I didn't think we would go this long.
Oh, you didn't think I'm this hardcore?
Yeah, well, we're at like 65 fucking minutes
right
now.
Is this still recording what I'm doing?
Yeah,
this
totally.
Is gold.
And it won't pick up that. You might hear a little bit in the headphone bleed. That scared the fuck out of me.
Literally, I thought a demon.
That was the Unbelievables commercial that plays after our show.
I'm like, who the fuck is this? Who's in my ears? The demons are back, Ma.
All right, so Glengarry Glen Ross is all about the tightrope of walking, what is it like? Not, it's like fucking
property
buying
sales.
Land, yeah.
Property sales. Yeah, they're salesmen. It's a sales office for.
They're lying all the time.
Dude, they're purebred fucking, like, malicious, lying
they're
salesmen.
Skeezy shitheads, yeah.
Absolute scumbag salesmen. And it's an all male cast. I think literally there's a lady that says, rainy tonight, and hands him a coat. That's the only female you hear in the film.
Yeah.
There's a male cop and a couple sub characters. Beyond that, it's these like six dudes.
Yes.
All calling each other cocksuckers, assholes.
Holy
fuck
shit.
You
they
dumb
say
motherfucker.
Fuck all the time. Dude. I've never seen like the Glengarry Glen Ross like a videotape at Blockbuster, and it's a guy walking on a tightrope with like a business suit and a briefcase. Yeah. And it's just a white, like a cloudy background. It says Glengarry Glen Ross. I remember seeing that. I was like, oh, Mom, can we rent that? And she was like, no.
No.
All they say is fuck.
Oh, yeah. Literally, like, you get to see Al Pacino call Kevin Spacey a fucking cunt child to his face. It's nuts.
You're a fucking cunt. I was like, holy shit.
He's like, you cunt.
Yeah.
You fucking cunt.
Yeah, he's actually
dude, he's
really
so
awesome.
Harsh.
He's really
like,
awesome.
He's harsh as shit.
In that fucking movie. Like,
I think his character is my favorite by far.
Alec Baldwin.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You
he's
gotta
so
have
shitty.
Brass balls.
No, that,
sell land.
It was more so like him, like the older gentleman. What's his actual name?
Oh, Shelley.
It is Shelley. Jack Lemmon. He is walking to get coffee.
Yeah,
and
as soon as he starts, he's walking back away from him.
Yeah, and it's like fucking 30 Rock.
Yeah,
like he's not even turned around. He's like, put that down. Coffee's for closers, and like then he turns around and looks at him. The dude's like literally like half poor. Like what the fuck?
He's like, you fucking heard me.
Yeah,
put
and like,
that coffee
and then proceeds
down.
To dress every single motherfucker down, call them losers. He's like, well, yeah. What'd you drive in here? I saw you pulled up in a Hyundai. He's like, I pulled up in my Rolls Royce or whatever the fuck he drives, BMW. Yeah.
I made $925,000 last year,
he's
asshole.
He's like, what'd you
that's
make?
That's why the fuck I'm here.
Yeah, he's like, what'd you make? He's like, that's what I thought. He's like, you're a loser. You'll always be a loser. And I was like, oh my God.
Good. Bad news is, you're fucking fired.
Yeah.
Good news is, you have tonight to get your job back. Do I have your fucking attention now? And they're literally like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Ed Harris's character is fucking super shitty. They're all, like, pieces
they're all
of
shit.
Shit
in their own ways. And people you don't think are shitty become the biggest pieces of
I
shit.
I fucking can't stand Shelley. And the payoff at the end of the movie is so... Because Shelley, you feel bad for at the beginning. You hate Kevin Spacey. And they make that turn so well. And you're like, fuck yeah, fuck him.
Dude, it's crazy the way, like... I believe that Pacino... like almost, I think every single fucking actor pretty much won a BAFTA, a fucking AFI, a fucking Oscar, a fucking Golden Globe. They've all won like heavy awards from their performances. I think Al Pacino won Best Supporting Actor Oscar. And I think Jack Lemmon.
No, he was nominated. This was the 1993 Academy Awards, nominated for an Oscar, didn't win. It was Al Pacino, Best Supporting.
Yeah, he was nominated, which is crazy.
Golden Globes, let's see, Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role, that was also Al Pacino. He was also nominated for that. They were nominated for the Chicago Film Critics Association, Best Supporting Actor Al Pacino, Best Screenplay David Mamet. DuVille Film Festival. Ooh, fancy.
Fancy cheese and fucking rice.
James Foley was nominated. Is that the director?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I've been drinking all your coffee.
National Board of Review USA won. This is the one that they won. It was the NBR Award, Best Actor, Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
And it says top 10 films, too. Wow. Best Picture was the 10th picture for the Southeastern Film Critics Association. That was nominated for it. Won Valladolid International Film Festival. It just has the whole cast. It just won Best Actor. And like it literally lists the entire cast as Best Actor.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's weird. And then it won for the Venice Film Festival a Golden SIAC, Best Actor Jack Lemmon. It won a Volpe Cup, Best Actor Jack Lemmon. And it nominated Golden Lion for James Foley.
And that's pretty badass.
Best Screenplay based on material previously produced or published, David Mamet, nominated, didn't win for the Writers Guild of America. America! James Mamet was obviously the writer.
That's a fuck ton of fucking awards.
James Foley was the director. David Mamet was the writer.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you stuck the landing found there.
It was a play written by David Mamet first and then turned into a screenplay. Did not know that. That's why it won for best, like, adapted or whatever.
I love the little description for it. It just says, an examination of the machinations behind the scenes of a real estate office. Like, this is their fucking reasoning.
And I read that on fucking Netflix, and I was like, oh, right on.
But sounds like Kevin Spacey's the most boring thing. Yeah.
Kevin Spacey's in it. No, it's totally like actor's movie, but yeah, it's fucking great.
I think my favorite, the reason that I love Al Pacino is he's the only one, besides Jack Lemmon, trying to fucking almost like schmooze people with his fucking phoniness. Like, I'll go with you. Come on, buddy.
His last scene is really fucking like heartbreaking, kind of. Like when he's trying to keep that sale and then he dresses down Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up scene. Like, you just feel greasy.
Oh, they're so greasy, but like Al Pacino, when he's wooing the dude the night before.
Yeah.
So fucking cool. The subjects he talks about, the way he almost like woos him into wanting to be him. Before he even talks about selling, he's like, dude, I'm fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You want to be like me, bro? Like, you wish you were me, do this. And that guy's like, so once I went home, like...
Yeah, my wife was like, fuck you.
She doesn't know how cool you are, dude. I'm sorry. Dude, that was one of my favorite lines in the film. He's like, I'm sorry, man. Forgive me. Like, forgive me. I'm sorry.
I can't
I'm letting you down, dude. I'm so sorry. Broke my heart. I was like, fuck, man. He had that, dude.
I didn't know who was in the movie. All I knew was Kevin Spacey. So when the names start popping up, I was like, oh shit.
You're like,
oh shit.
Look at all these.
Everyone's in this movie.
Look at all these.
It's ever acted ever that I like is in this. This is awesome. The only note that I pulled up was I thought the opening credits are really cool, especially since the office is right next to the train station, which you see in the movie as well. It's the same type of that blue haze going across their face. I thought that was a neat touch.
I mean,
I give it a solid 8.
Yeah, it's I've probably watched that movie 4 times in my life. Like
it's a talkie.
It's a talkie, but the talkie is so fucking there. It's a talkie the way I would describe most of Quentin Tarantino's stuff.
I was just going to say it too, yeah, but Quentin's is a little bit different.
Quentin, yeah, no, it's more, it's theater.
Yeah.
Mixed with talkie.
But this makes sense to why this was a play at first.
Yeah, and it feels like a fucking play with very small scenes, very small sets. It's like
a car, a Chinese place, a bar, and then the office. I think that's all of them.
And then,
there's a couple houses. Yeah.
Fucking awesome. I give this film an 8.5. I know it's not for everyone. It is talkie, and it is also vulgar and fucking really
super,
rough.
Yeah, like, super vulgar.
Really fucking rough stuff, so you would not want to be like, me and the kid's going to watch a little Glengarry Glen Ross. No. No, don't.
I'm going to give you some numbers. So you said 8?
8.5.
Oh.
Yeah.
$45 million budget for Scary Movie 2. Worldwide, 141.
Makes sense.
Yep. That's not bad, man.
Yeah.
Gary's with 2 R's, right?
Garry. That's how you spell a name.
Yeah, but Glengarry is Glengarry.
Is it?
Yeah. Fucking idiot.
Well, I thought it was one name, asshole.
Glengarry is one name.
Oh, it's a last name?
Yeah, Glengarry Glen Ross.
I still don't know what the name means.
That was the name of the fucking...
Glengarry, there was the Glengarry Estates, and then they talk... I don't think they were called the Glengarry Glen Ross Estates.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the Glen Ross was, actually. Okay.
I really don't... It does allude me to what the fuck...
They don't give a production budget for it, but I'm assuming it was pennies. And, well, no, I guess there was a lot of big names in it. But $10 million domestic gross doesn't have a worldwide because they weren't taking into consideration that in 1992...
Yeah.
Of October.
During filming, members of the cast who weren't even required to be on set on certain days or even weeks would show up anyway and watch other actors' performances.
That's sick.
Like being like, dude, like Pacino's about to talk with fucking Ed Harris.
Yeah.
Like, let's go check that out.
That is kind of cool. There is like a very weird thing of like, holy shit, like they're acting together. Like yeah. Ed Harris is fucked up and his part with Pacino is like super well done.
Oh, yeah. He's like, you got a fucking mind like a mouse or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like, you fucking pea brain. Like, and you don't know when you were on bottom. Like,
and,
fuck you.
Yeah, and Pacino totally dressed. Like, this movie's all about people getting dressed the fuck down, basically.
Yeah, like, if you think you're high, they shit on you. And I literally, like, I have a manager, Joe, who knows Glengarry Glen Ross, and he's like, dude, it's like kind of what fucking managers in sales look to. Like, it is a very good, I guess, like, a popular training. Like, you can analyze it and help train fucking people. You can tell them what works, what doesn't work. Like, ABC is a fucking phrase that now is used or was used, and they used it in the film, whichever it was.
It, yeah.
But, yeah.
All right, so next week we're going to do Cool Runnings for Test of Tony. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, and, really fucking pumped.
Tank 4, you picked it, motherfucker.
No, I did not. I said, I wouldn't want that one. And you're like, huh, what?
You didn't say that. You're like, you're like Cool Runnings. And I was like,
no,
yeah,
you just didn't
that.
Hear what I said right before. And I was like, I won't want to watch. I won't like that. I know. Cool Runnings. And then you're like, oh, yeah, so Cool Runnings. I'm like, I just said, I wouldn't want to watch that. I know.
So Cool Runnings for Test of Tony.
Fuck.
And then Movie of the Week is going to be Tank 432, which I know nothing about.
Neither do I. Who knows?
Until next time.
La-la-loos.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What?
And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy. And he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
So they're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.